Greetings today, pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob coming to you from our home studios in Arthur, Illinois. We call it the Parsonage, the House of Peace. Amen. And we are excited today to bring you episode 7 of the Book of Daniel, part of our Dynamic Duo Daily series, which began with Esther. And we are now walking through the Book of Daniel, and we're into the thick of it now. We're starting to get all kinds of dreams and dream interpretations, and that's what we've got today. If you remember yesterday in episode 6, Nebuchadnezzar had a dream about a tree, and the text went into great detail. And he's asking Daniel to explain this new dream. So today, episode 7 has two parts to it. One, Daniel explains the dream, and two, the dream's fulfillment. And I'll let you know when we go from one part to the other part as we read through chapter 4 of Daniel. Today we'll be covering verses 19 through 33. 19 through 33 of chapter 4. And just in case you're wondering, the answer is yes. Yes, we are ready. We have the chant of the mystics from our gaggle of monks in the background. We've got double flames going again today. We've got the black sand beach, and we've got the cinnamon cider. Oh, which melds nicely with our double bagged kava tea. Could we be more prepared? Well, let's begin. We'll close with our devotional again, as always, but let's get to the story. Let's pick it up where we left off. Episode 7, Daniel explains the dream. Upon hearing this, Daniel was overcome for a time, aghast at the meaning of the dream. Finally, the king said to him, "Belteshazzar, don't be alarmed by the dream and what it means." Just a sidebar, remember, Belteshazzar is the king's name for Daniel. So finally the king said to him, "Belteshazzar, don't be alarmed by the dream and what it means." Belteshazzar replied, "Oh, how I wish the events foreshadowed in this dream would happen to your enemies, my lord, and not to you. You saw a tree growing very tall and strong, reaching high into the heavens for all the world to see. It had fresh, green leaves, and it was loaded with fruit for all to see. Wild animals lived in its shade, and birds nested in its branches. That tree, your majesty, is you, for you have grown strong and great. Your greatness reaches up to heaven, and your rule to the ends of the earth. Then you saw a messenger, a holy one, coming down from heaven and saying, 'Cut down the tree and destroy it, but leave the stump and the roots in the ground, bound with a band of iron and bronze, and surrounded by tender grass. Let him be drenched with the dew of heaven. Let him eat grass with the animals of the field for 7 periods of time.' This is what the dream means, your majesty, and what the Most High has declared will happen to you. You will be driven from human society, and you will live in the fields with the wild animals. You will eat grass like a cow, and you will be drenched with the dew of heaven. 7 periods of time will pass while you live this way, until you learn that the Most High rules over the kingdoms of the world and gives them to anyone he chooses. But the stump and the roots were left in the ground. This means that you will receive your kingdom back again when you have learned that heaven rules. O King Nebuchadnezzar, please listen to me. Stop sinning and do what is right. Break from your wicked past by being merciful to the poor. Perhaps then you will continue to prosper. Part 2 of Episode 7 is called The Dream's Fulfillment, picking right up where we left off at verse 28. But all these things did happen to King Nebuchadnezzar. 12 months later, he was taking a walk on the flat roof of the royal palace in Babylon. As he looked out across the city, he said, "Just look at this great city of Babylon. I, by my own mighty power, have built this beautiful city as my royal residence and as an expression of my royal splendor." While he was still speaking these words, a voice called down from heaven, "O King Nebuchadnezzar, this message is for you. You are no longer ruler of this kingdom. You will be driven from human society. You will live in the fields with the wild animals, and you will eat grass like a cow. 7 periods of time will pass while you live this way, until you learn that the Most High rules over the kingdoms of the world and gives them to anyone he chooses." That very same hour, the prophecy was fulfilled, and Nebuchadnezzar was driven from human society. He ate grass like a cow, and he was drenched with the dew of heaven. He lived this way until his hair was as long as eagle's feathers, and his nails were like bird's claws. And thus concludes Episode 7 as Daniel explains the dream and the dream's interpretation is fulfilled. Amen. And now our daily devotional, again from Jesus Calling, that great devotional from Sarah Young. It's October 26th, and you wonder when you're supposed to come to Jesus, at what points in the day, under what circumstances. Jesus wants to talk to you about that right now. When do you come to Jesus? And Jesus says this to you: "Come to me when you are hurting, and I will soothe your pain. Come to me when you are joyful, and I will share your joy, multiplying it many times over. I am all you need, just when you need it. Your deepest desires find fulfillment in me alone." This is the age of self-help. Bookstores abound with books about taking care of number one, making oneself the center of all things. The main goal of these methodologies is to become self-sufficient and confident. You, however, have been called to take a road less traveled. Continual dependence on me. True confidence comes from knowing you are complete in my presence. Everything you need has its counterpart in me. Amen. Thank you for being with us today on this Monday. Thanks to everyone who participated in our silent saunter through the woods yesterday. I'd say it was holiness time, walking on holy ground in the midst of God's perfect creation. What a wonderful trip. And now we have Monday ahead of us, whatever's left of it, as you hear today's readings. And we pray that God shines light on the rest of your day. And then when the sun goes down this evening, that God's light carries you into a peaceful heavenly rest. All in the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen.